Time to talk some Duck football with the head coach. He's been on the job about 4 months, 3 weeks. His first spring game running the show Saturday morning. We welcome back Willie Taggart. Coach, how's it going?
It is going excellent. Really enjoy being here in Eugene and enjoying our football team, going out and working every day to get better. So it's been awesome.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Being a transplant myself from the Northeast, I mean, you went to school at Western Kentucky. You were born in Florida. You did spend 3 seasons in Palo Alto. So after almost 5 months, how is life as a Eugenian?
It's been great. You know, I'm a small town guy, and so being in Eugene compared to my hometown is like being in a big city. You know, but it's, like I said, it's been great. The people have been great. I'm getting comfortable with the community. I know where to go now. I even know shortcuts to get home now. So I'm feeling like I've been here for a while. But it's, like I said, it's been fun. I don't run when I walk out in the rain. Now I go walking now. I walk in like everyone else.
Nice. By the way, any truth to the rumor you've worn more rain gear the past 4.5 months than the previous 39 years of your life?
Well, I would have, but someone told me, one, you don't use an umbrella here. And so since I don't use an umbrella, I figured I wouldn't put on a rain jacket either. I would just be like everyone else and just walk through it and deal with it. So, but it has rained a lot around here, you know, and again, you get used to it. And I really don't consider this rain what we're getting. This is more like a drizzle. You know, when you're in Florida and you get those afternoon showers, now that's rain.
Yeah, that's tropical. There is a difference. I've spent a lot of time in South Florida. One of the decisions you made that impact more than just your staff and players was you opened up practice in varying degrees to the media. You know, the fans got to take a look. It's something that didn't exist around here for more than half a decade. So from your chair, how's that worked out?
So far, so good. Haven't really caused us any problems. You know, we're still able to work and get some work done and continue to improve. And I think the media is pretty happy with what they're getting, they're able to see. And I'm sure they'll want more. And you, that's just how the world works, where you know, you get a little bit, you want a little more. But I think everybody's happy, and it's good for everyone.
Talking Duck football with head coach Willie Taggart. I've been following college football since before you were born. I'd never heard of a moving depth chart. I've heard nothing but positives from the coaches, players, colleagues. So be it daily engagement or other factors, what was your philosophy behind implementing that into spring practice?
Well, it's just for guys to go out and work and earn the things that they want. You know, we're in a big-time business of college football, and all these guys come here ready to play, and you want to make things even for everyone and fair for everyone, and the most fair way to do it is to have a moving depth chart to where guys understand that every day they have to come out and perform at a high level. If we want to be a really good football team, we got to perform each and every week, you know, and I think you can't perform each and every week unless you're performing each and every day. And just trying to train our guys to, each time they come out, they got to come out fired up for practice, ready to compete, ready to just beat the guy in front of them every single day. And to me, that's what's going to help become a really good football team where we're competing daily. And then you want guys to be able to do it consistently, you know, and we're not to the point yet where guys are doing it on a consistent basis. It's up and down, which is really what you want right now, and then eventually get to the point where guys are coming out daily and getting ahead of the other guy.
Now, when we spoke in December, we talked about what you'd seen of Justin Herbert, mostly on film. Now that you've seen him up close and personal, plus obviously having been a quarterback yourself, you see what he's doing through those eyes. What do you like about what he brings to the table, not only as a player, but as a young guy who you're going to need to lead this offense?
Well, not just Justin. You know, I think part of the problem right now is everybody is making Justin to be the starting quarterback, you know, and that's not necessarily the case right now. All those guys are competing. Travis Johnson is doing a really good job, and the freshman, Braxton Burtmeister, he's doing a great job as well, and those guys are competing daily, and Justin, he has a lot of tools. He has the tools to be the quarterback. But what I'm looking for and the guy that's going to be the quarterback for this football team is someone who can lead this entire football team. And that's what we've been missing around here, who can get the guys around them to play better and play for them. You know, and that's what we need here, and that's what I'm looking for. So all those guys can throw the football. They all can run. They all athletic. But can they lead this football team? And like I said, that's something that's been missing. And to me, to be a great quarterback and to be considered one of the great quarterbacks, that's what you got to be able to do is lead the entire football team. And you got to be able to fight through tough times, you know. And I don't think we're there yet at that position to where when things are when they get bad, we're able to fight through it and rally the team to just get on my back and I'll lead you. We're not there yet. We're when things get bad for us around here, we're not responding the way that I want us to yet, and that's understandable. And I think we saw a lot of that last year, and usually that's the case. But you get over that eventually, you know, by working through it and for us to continue to put guys in those adverse situations and just train them, but they got to fight through it.
We continue with Oregon head coach Willie Taggart. It wasn't a secret, even when you got introduced, President Shill told you got to find a great defensive coordinator. Enter Jim Leavitt, and obviously you guys share that South Florida connection. But did you have any idea that you were bringing in essence, a human cyclone that seems to ignite everybody he comes in contact with?
Well, I know Jim had a lot of energy, you know, and he's passionate about football. He's passionate about the game, about defense. He's passionate about making other people better, you know, and that's what I was looking for, someone who was passionate about their job and what they're doing, and guys that can be great mentors, you know. And you look at the things he's done, Jim's, other than the 49ers, he's always been able to do more with less, and that's something that stood out to me and something that I'm banking on that can help us turn our defense around and be a top defense.
Sticking with the D, one of the bright spots last year was the play of Troy Dye, who was a freshman, played on the outside at the Sam position. Coach Leavitt, obviously his position coach, now that he's moved inside. That move, I mean, what kind of impact do you think, what kind of season would you expect from him having made that switch?
Well, we're hoping he can continue on his freshman year. I told him we don't want you to have a sophomore slump. You know, so we got to work to get better. And with all of our guys, it's still a learning lesson. You think about it, these guys, it's like we're on our fourth defensive coordinator in 4 years. You know, so it's something new again that they're learning to do. And Troy moving from the outside inside, that's a little different. It's a lot different than playing on the outside, actually. You know, and not only that, he's got to communicate with others. He's got to make calls, you know. So he's got a lot more on his plate now, and I think it's been a learning lesson for him, an adjustment for him. But as spring ball went on, you start to see him get more comfortable with the things that he's doing, and he's not thinking so much. He's able to react once he sees things. So it's been a learning lesson for him and an adjustment, but he's getting better, and we expect by the time we line up to play ball in the fall, then he'll have all the kinks out and able to take off.
A couple of final thoughts for Coach Taggart. Your last 2 years at South Florida, you had Alonzo Hampton as your defensive backs coach. He ran the secondary. Here with the Ducks, you've split. Charles Clark handles the corners, Keith Hayward the safeties. What was your philosophy in splitting up the DBs with two coaches instead of one?
Well, we actually had two coaches at South Florida as well. You know, Coach Hampton and Coach Jansen both coached in the secondary for us.
Okay.
This past season, you know, always did that, and I think it's great because again, you those positions are different. You know, the cornerbacks and the safeties are different, and with Coach Leavitt's system, the safeties are important. They got to communicate like the middle linebacker and get everybody on the same page. So, being able to split those guys up, but also allowing them to work together, I think one, guys get a little more coaching, the more individual coaching, and not just thrown in there with a bunch of guys, but they get some individual coaching, which they need, especially when we're counting on them to make the right calls. You know? And and having two good guys to be able to coach them is always great.
Lastly, as far as Saturday goes, you know, you put the wraps on your first spring beyond the hope that nobody gets injured, you know, for fans who are coming out to support the military, fill up the shelves at the local food bank. What can folks expect to see on a day that's, you know, really just a great chance to celebrate your program?
Well, hopefully they see guys coming out, executing, having fun, and making the play that we all wanted to make on both sides of the ball, you know, and that's what's been good about this spring. One day defense will come make plays, the next day offense will. It's been back and forth, and you like to see that. You think that's progress when you're able to do that. So we split the teams up. We had a draft, and I always like that, to see guys go out and play and perform with guys that they normally wouldn't play with on Saturday. And I think it says a lot when you can go out there in front of a crowd and still play at a high level. And that's what we're looking for, guys that's going to go out and compete and play at a high level. I always tell our guys, the spotlight does strange things to people. You know, some people show up and show out, and some people hide. So we're looking for the ones that's going to show up and show out on Saturday.
All right. He's the head coach. Follow him on Twitter. Handle is at Coach Taggart. Coach, thanks a million for the time. You have a great day Saturday, and obviously look forward to catching up once you guys rev it up in August.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You have a great day if you want to.
All right. Take care, Coach.
All right, buddy. Bye now.